Hey, it's me, Max Chair, and you're listening to Video Nom Noms. Thank you for listening. Yes, that's right, I'm back. So it's just past 2:30, I mean 2:30, 10:30 a.m. And it's 4:21. I know that because yesterday was 4:20. It's Thursday, it's the year 2022, and I'm still on Cape Cod. I'm still in the process of moving to Boston. I never heard back from that job. Never heard back from that apartment. I wasn't sure that I wanted either anyway, although the job would have been nice. The apartment I wasn't so sure about. So anyway, that's that. So I'm still here, still collecting unemployment, and still working on moving there. And then the next step will be moving back to Los Angeles. So there's that. Other factors. The cat, the family cat, is sick, which is always a bummer for everyone. It's always a downer. And I was ironically reading Pet Sematary by Stephen King yesterday. I started it, and I won't be reading that today. I'll be reading Michael Crichton's Sphere, which I was going to read right now after recording this podcast, but then I just realized that I have a meeting with my therapist in 20 minutes. So I'm gonna actually wrap this up pretty quick. This is gonna be a short episode today. I don't like to record long episodes on days when I meet with my therapist because that's just too much. Excuse me. That's just too much talking for me. So, yeah, I'm gonna wrap this up pretty quick. Last night I watched Pieces, which is my favorite slasher film and is kind of to me like the ultimate stoner slasher movie. I don't know if anybody actually smokes weed in it. But it's just like a crazy movie, and it just comes across as a stoner movie to me. So that's what I watched yesterday. Yesterday was 420, the holiday for marijuana smokers. I love it. I always try to celebrate unless I'm sober on that day, which I believe I was last year, actually, or maybe it was 2 years ago. I think it was last year though. I was sober on 420. Could be wrong. Anyway, so I smoked a lot yesterday, especially last night, and I'm feeling it today. Luckily I didn't eat too much, although I did eat a bit. And I did pass out. And that wasn't really, yeah, I ended up leaving the window open. I made a mess of the cat food. It wasn't, yeah. It was too much weed, so I'm definitely going to smoke less today. Probably just going to cut back even more in general after that kind of smoke out session. I don't know. I have a session like that and I just feel like, I don't know, I'm kind of good. I don't even want to smoke too much today. Or I don't even want to smoke much today because I did smoke too much yesterday, so I don't want to smoke a lot today. The other things I'm reading, getting back into Stephen King. I love his writing. I love Pet Sematary so far. This is a 1983 novel from him. He also wrote It in the 80s, which was 1986, I believe. And that's one that I really want to read. The Drawing of the Three, which is the number two book in the Dark Tower series, which I love. I have a secret love for fantasy novels. It's kind of like this nerdy thing that I'm like secretly into. So, especially if it's Stephen King. So there's that. And then I also want to read Doctor Sleep, which is one of his newer novels. 2013. I saw it at the library. I think that's what kind of like kicked off this whole thing. But then it turned out I guess I couldn't take it out without seeing an attendant first. So anyway, I got books here I'm gonna read. I should actually maybe I should swing by the library today and just return the Khalifa Santa book Major Labels. Which was great, and it's great to read nonfiction, but I don't know. I'm just feeling some Michael Crichton Sphere, some Stephen King. Maybe I'll switch to It. I don't know. Maybe I'll hold on to the book for a little bit. Major Labels, I mean. I don't know. So that's kind of everything that's going on with me. Got the house to myself for a second. I think my stepdad went to the dump. So I'm out here smoking on the porch, but not a lot, just a little bit. So I'm gonna go back to that. I'm listening to the new Brady Snell's podcast, the question and answer one, where he talks about Orson Welles. That's pretty much me. That's pretty much what I'm doing. That's pretty much my day. I just got some writing done, getting some podcasting done. It's still my birthday week. And also, tomorrow is the day that The Northman comes out. Now, this is the new Robert Eggers movie. This is the man who made The Witch and The Lighthouse. And I can safely say that Robert Eggers is my favorite millennial filmmaker. So, needless to say, I'm very excited for The Northman. This is going to be my birthday movie. I have family coming to visit, and we'll probably end up going to see it tomorrow. I'm hoping. Maybe Saturday. And you can bet your ass I will be reviewing it on this podcast. So stay tuned for that, and stay tuned for much, much more here on Video Nasties. One other thing I wanted to just briefly add, The Batman has come to HBO Max, starring Robert Pattinson and Zoe Kravitz and Colin Farrell and Paul Dano as my favorite Batman villain, the Riddler. And they modeled it in this movie after my favorite serial killer, the Zodiac. So, should be interesting. Matt Reeves directing, he did the new Planet of the Apes movies, he did Let Me In. I think he's a pretty good director, I think he's okay, and I think his style will work for this kind of dark noir version of the Batman. And I'm curious to see it, and I fucking called it too. I predicted that it would come to HBO Max, and now it's here, it has arrived, and I'll be watching it sooner rather than later, and I will be reviewing it on this podcast. Peace.